Do take a seat. Now, I wonder if anybody can have a guess at this figure. For the last year that records were available, which is 2016, how many babies were born in England and Wales? So we wonder how many babies were born in England and Wales in the 12-month period of 2016. Anybody like to have a guess? How many babies born in that year? 450,000. Yeah, not bad. They're roughly the right sort of order of magnitude. It's actually more than that. Anybody else like to suggest a higher figure? Somebody says a million. Well, it's kind of halfway between those two, really. Around about 700,000 babies born. A couple of other facts from that year, which are interesting, I think. For only the second time since just after the Second World War, women aged over 40 had more babies than women aged under 20. And the final one, almost 30% of births in 2016 were to mothers who themselves were born outside of the UK. And that's the highest figure ever recorded. Now, it's great to see some little ones here today, probably born in 2016, but it's good to have you with us this morning. Now, the birth of a baby, as all of us know from our extended families and amongst friends, is always a special occasion. And often a family will mark the new arrival with a ceremony sometime afterwards. Now, in our culture, with its Christian heritage, this is often done through a baptism or a thanksgiving in a church service. But interestingly, the East Riding of Yorkshire Council offer now civil naming ceremonies. So to have a naming ceremony for a baby on a Sunday at Beverley Registry Office will knock you back £350. Interesting. Well, at a church service or a modern naming ceremony, everyone coos at the baby, don't they? And everyone sort of wonders, you know, what the baby will grow up to do and what they will experience in their life. Well, here we are now, almost 2 weeks after Christmas, when we remember Jesus' birth. And we've read in Luke's Gospel about a special time that his family marked his arrival. Joseph and Mary, taking seriously what Moses had said from the Old Testament, go to the temple in order to fulfill the expected purification ceremonies and the dedication service that was required for a firstborn son. And something very special happened when Mary and Joseph arrived at the temple. They were greeted by an old man called Simeon. And Simeon, we're told, was a man who was devoted to God and his service. We read, he was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. You see, Simeon was a prophet. That is, someone who brings God's word, his message. And we're told it had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Now, this was really, really amazing for Simeon. He wouldn't die until the Messiah, God's long-awaited king, who would bring rescue to God's people, had arrived. Now, when Simeon saw Jesus, he knew that the wait was over. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and he thanked God. He said, "Thank you, God, that I can now die with peace because the promise you have made has come true." But unlike at our ceremonies with babies when we wonder what lies ahead, Simeon's prophetic words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit show us some great things about this little one, what he would do and what he would experience. Now, I'm sure that we've all been somewhere and had the experience of maybe arriving at a new place, perhaps we're on holiday, and we arrive in the dark, but you get shown to the room or you find the cottage or whatever it is where you're staying, and you turn on the light. And suddenly, what once you had never seen becomes visible, and you can see it clearly. Light makes known. Light reveals what before was hidden or unnoticed. Well, in that Bible reading, old Simeon held the four-week-old Jesus in his arms, and he said, "Lord God, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, the salvation you prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. So this baby is going to be the one who will be a light. He is, says Simeon, a light for revelation to the Gentiles. Jesus will reveal God and his truth, especially to people who didn't know anything about God. Jesus will be a light to people who haven't had the privilege of hearing the Old Testament message and the Jewish laws and the ceremonies which were there to help people to understand God's reality. That is, Jesus is going to be a light to those who are not Jews, to Gentiles, to the people and nations of the world. And what's more, Jesus is light in the sense of glory to your people Israel. Jesus is the fulfillment of all that God had said would happen in the Old Testament. So as he looks at Jesus, Simeon says, "My eyes have seen your salvation, God." To look at Jesus is to look at the one who saves. To hear about Jesus is to hear about how we can be put right with God. To see Jesus is to see salvation, whether we're Gentiles with no natural inheritance of God's goodness, or as Israel, those from a Jewish background who've had the advantages of being prepared to receive the Messiah. Simeon says, "My eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples." You see, God wants all kinds of people to hear of the salvation rescue that comes through Jesus. God wants all types of people, whatever their background or race or health or economic circumstances, to find in Jesus light and life. Now here at All Saints, as we pray and as we try to share the good news of Jesus with those around us, we shall want to make Jesus available to all, including those who might not be expected to be interested or who have few advantages or much background. And so that will affect what we do here in Ferriby and in our region. And also in supporting those doing the same thing in other countries. And it's good that this morning we have an update from Rick and Alana Crichton, whose latest newsletter we've got some copies of by the door, as they serve God through Crosslinks in Nigeria. Do take one of those away with you at the end. Now, incidentally, that fact about many babies born in the UK being born to mothers born outside the UK is a reminder that more people are now sharing our country who come from countries and cultures where actually it would be very difficult to hear about Jesus. But now they're somewhere where they can. That provides new opportunities for the peoples of the nations and a new challenge to Christian people in this land. So Jesus is light, showing people God. But Simeon's prophecy, as he holds that month-old Jesus in his arms and dedicates him in the temple, shows us something else about him. Now, I don't know what you got for Christmas, but amongst the presents I received over the festive season was this small box. I wonder if somebody would just like to open it for me. Nice, you can do that. Just open the box and see what's inside it. It's a black box. Can you see what it is?
Marmite.
Did you open it up? See what it says in the front?
Matthew.
Yeah, basically it's a present from my brother. You see, he knows that I like Marmite, and so he had a personalised jar made for me with my name on it rather than the name of the product. Thank you very much. Well, There's Marmite. Now, I don't know what would you say Marmite is famous for. What's Marmite famous for? Yeah?
You either love it or you hate it.
It's true, isn't it? That's what they say. And so we talk about someone being a Marmite man. On the one hand, they have many fans, but on the other hand, others have no time for them at all. You have the same person, but different reactions to the person. Well, we read, Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul too, so that the thoughts from many hearts will be revealed." You see, Simeon tells Jesus' parents that their son is going to be something of a Marmite man. Some people will find him to be light and life, others will react negatively towards him. Now, to say that Jesus is a Marmite man, of course, is not a perfect comparison, because it's perfectly fine to like Marmite, it's perfectly fine to dislike it, it's just a matter of taste, it doesn't really matter. But with Jesus, things are very different. Jesus is God's appointed light for all kinds and types of people. Everyone needs Jesus, and he is available to all kinds of people. But though he is the same Jesus, some find him to be light and salvation, and tragically others oppose him. They refuse his teaching and end up rejecting the offer of rescue and love that uniquely comes through him. Now, this is a rather uncomfortable truth in many ways. There's lots of language in the wider church these days about being inclusive and making it easy for people to believe. And of course, what we've seen this morning, that Jesus is the light of revelation prepared in the presence of all peoples, reminds us that we want to offer Jesus to everyone. And he has come for all kinds of people. But we need to remember with that, that if it really is Jesus that we offer, the Jesus revealed in the Bible, there will always be some who find Jesus, what Simeon calls, a sign that is opposed, and one appointed for the fall of many. Jesus challenges as well as comforts. And so the test is for anybody, do I see my need and come to him for his rescue? Or do I think that I'm sufficient without him? Or that some other route to God will do? Well, as Simeon says of the infant Jesus, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." Well, this may be an uncomfortable and unfashionable Bible truth, but it does explain the experience that we all sadly find. That is that no matter how attractively and winsomely Jesus is shared, no matter how caringly and lovingly people are served by Christians, no matter how persuasively Christians live and faithfully pray, some will continue to want nothing to do with him and may indeed continue to oppose him and his message. And we need to remember that perspective. The same Jesus produces different responses. Now, we're always going to find that difficult. But remembering that that is the case and that is the reality will stop us from thinking that what we need to do is somehow change the Jesus that we make known into a different sort of Jesus that might somehow be more acceptable. Some sort of watered down spiritual experience or some alternative domesticated Jesus of our own imagining. We can't do that. Not only is it unfaithful to Jesus, but actually it prevents people from having the opportunity to see the light that Jesus brings. Wonderfully, we're reminded here as well that when some do encounter the true Jesus, they find him to be a light for revelation, one who makes God known, and the one appointed by God for the rising of many. Through him, many will find God and spiritual life. And that gives us great confidence and great encouragement to keep praying and to keep seeking to share Jesus. Because when people do encounter Jesus, he can change. He can change them. And even those who once opposed him can be brought to see his light. Well, it is a common thing, isn't it, to have some sort of ceremony for a new baby. And as we consider Simeon's prophecy about Jesus just a few weeks after that first Christmas, there are these important realities. Jesus is light, showing us God. My eyes have seen your salvation that you prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And people will respond to the same Jesus in different ways. Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, so that the thoughts that of many hearts may be revealed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Jesus. We thank you that he is the light for revelation, that he shows us what you are like, that he opens our eyes. And we thank you for your grace to many of us here this morning. We don't deserve it, but you've reached out to us. And we pray, Father, that you would help us as a church community to hold fast to Jesus as you've revealed him to us in the Bible. Help us to make him known, knowing that while some will oppose him, others will receive him, will find him to be light, will be able to rise to life with you as a result. So keep us strong in him, we pray, as we go into this new year. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.